welcome back. What do we have to do? So, first, I want to say I'm the secretary, so I make the minutes. You find them in your in the map, in the group. It's the minutes from the first meeting. You'll find the next minutes also there. Then, I want to hear from you what you've done. And after that, I have some new project requirements. So. And after that, we have to make decisions what we will do. And then we're ready. We have 40 minutes for this meeting. After that, we'll have lunch. So first, I want to ask the industrial designer to tell what he did.
On my computer, my presentation. What, where?
What's the name?
It was about the working of the remote control. Working design.
What's the same?
Well, I don't know what I
it's pretty Japanese.
Just continue. That's the empty one.
Okay.
And I have my presentation. Open it. Okay, here it is.
So there's
a little later, but here it is. Okay, it's a little difficult what I'm going to tell you. It's about the working of the remote control. I just had half an hour to study it.
Yeah,
10 minutes to tell it. Okay, I think it will be a few minutes.
Okay.
First, I will tell you something about the findings, what I discovered about the remote control, working about it, of it. Then I'll have some kind of map, and it's the top of the remote control. with a little bit of science. I will show it in a few minutes, and then what I'll think about it. First, the findings. The remote control is a very difficult thing to explain to just all of you who haven't seen the remote control inside. There's a lot of plastic on it because it's not so expensive, and there are a lot of wires which connect the components in it, the battery and the switches and things like that. It's a lot of small electronics, so it won't be too expensive to build it. And €12.50, I think we will make it. And here I have the top of the remote control. Here's some kind of chip. On top of this, there are the numbers. You have all on the remote control and the teletext button. Here's the battery, and when you push the button, it will be sent to the chip, and the chip will send it to all kind of sub components. That's what I said, it's very difficult. And after that, it will be sent to the infrared, and that will send it to your television. That's a short how it works. I think I can make it difficult, but we all don't get it. My preferences, it won't be, we shouldn't make it too big, also for cost. We should only put one battery on it, a long lasting battery, also for the cost. Use only plastic, not other materials, also because of the cost. Not too much buttons on it. We can also make a button with a menu button, and then that you will see it on the TV, and on the TV you can switch into the menu. I think it's easier. And the bleep signal, he told us, but we can also use it a bleep, like something when the battery is empty, then there's a bleep. You have to change it in a week or something. And also the bleep, what I told you about, when you lost it, then you push a button and then you're bleep bleep, and we will find it. This is just
two questions. The battery. You say one battery is cheaper. Why?
If we use only just one small pen light, then it will be cheaper than when we use two.
When you use two, you can use it two times longer.
Yeah, but then we'll have to make the remote control long lasting. Right?
Yes.
Just
the size of the remote control.
Yeah.
Okay, and the buttons. When you use it on the television, you need a television which can use it.
Yeah. But I think this our remote control is for the televisions we sell in our company.
Okay.
Or is it also for other companies, for other televisions?
I think we have to use it also on other televisions.
Then this is an option.
So
maybe just a menu button to use it on our televisions, and we make it easier for our televisions and on the other televisions can also use it, but then
I think there are two different things, so we have to choose one. It has to work on both televisions.
Yeah, okay, then I think the menu button will only work on the newer televisions. And we will move forward and don't make a remote control which is for all the televisions. And I just have one more idea, maybe it's one of your thoughts, but to have a trendy remote control, we can also make something like a Nokia mobile phones to change colors. So if you have a trendy house with all red, yellow and something, then you can put a red cover on it. And also different things.
Will
yes?
Will this add to the cost?
then it won't be, we will have just one cover on the original one, and then you can buy the covers.
Yes, but you have to be able to change it. Does it make it more difficult to design?
I think it will be a little more difficult, but not too much. Just like with the Nokia mobile phones.
There are much more Nokia telephones than this was.
Yeah, but then we'll have to just put five covers on it and see if it works. If it won't work, then we'll get something else. And we won't go further with it.
Yes, are the profits bigger than the cost?
Cover made in China, it won't be so expensive, I think.
Yeah, but also design costs. I don't think when you have a remote control, do you change the cover?
Maybe
Would you change
I
the
will
cover?
I won't, but maybe I think trendy people or like children, when you complain about it, and the children think, oh, this is my remote, so I made a picture of it.
I think there are two less people who change it for good profit.
The other people didn't think about it.
Yeah, it's a good idea, but yeah, I'm not sure if it will make profit enough to, but it's, yeah, it's an original idea.
Yes, it is.
I don't think we have to do it.
No.
You're a project manager.
Okay.
Yes, that's it.
That's clear. Okay, thank you. So now the user interface.
Oh.
Yes, well, I shall give a short talk about the technical function design. I thought the technical function design was for a remote control to have some influence on a TV set, both audio and video, in a cordless way, no cords attached, and well, it all by pushing a button on the remote. That was from my own experience and the previous meeting. I find some interesting quotes on the web. Well, the same idea here, message to the television, and well, basic operations like on and off and switching channels and maybe teletext or something like that. Well, these are two remotes, and that's our dilemma, I think. We just heard from the industrial designer how difficult it is, but should we make a basic remote control with just swapping channels and volume and the power button and well, nothing much more, or more functions on the remote, maybe more devices you can influence? A radio or a video recorder, VCR. Yeah, well, that's our dilemma. Any ideas about that? Basic or multifunctional?
We'll go back on that later.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, that was just on my mind, so I didn't know what way we would go. Yeah, well, that was my functional talk.
Okay, thank you. It's your turn, Mark.
Okay. Too far. So I'm gonna have a presentation about market, about
than what people think. We did a usability lab test with 100 persons, and we looked at several things. Among them, design, did they like the use of it, what frustration they had while using remote controls, what will be our market. And we asked them if we had some new features, if that would be a good idea or not. Well, our findings. Our users, they dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. They especially found them very ugly, and they also found them hard to learn how to use it. Well, they also zap a lot, so zapping should be very easy. And 50% of the users only use 10% of the buttons. So a lot of unused buttons. There's more findings on the buttons. Which buttons find users very important and which not? And how much do they use them? So the most used button is the channel selection. And we ask them how relevant they think the buttons are. The power, volume and channel selections are very relevant. Teletext is less relevant but also important. Not important, they found the audio, just not the volume but specifically the pitch or the left or right, the screen and the brightness and channel settings, and they also are not used very often. Then we have a few graphs about the market. Here we can see what the market share is of several groups. As you can see, most users are between 36 and 45. The younger group between 6 and 25 is not very big. And to come back on swapping things, I don't think I think the younger will be most interested in it, but they are not a very big group. In the area, we ask them, how would you like a new feature? If you have an LCD on the remote control, what would you think of it? Now, you can clearly see young users saying, hey, that would be very nice. And older users think they're a bit scared of change, I think, and they won't like it. And another thing, how would you like to have a speech recognition on it? Well, here we see the same young users think that's an interesting idea, and old users, not. Well, we found out that there are two several markets at which we can aim. The first are the younger, the age between 16 and 45. They are highly interested in the features, as you can see here. And they are more critical on their money spending. The second group is the older group, the age between 46 and 65. They are less interested in new features, but they spend their money more easily. Now, if we look back at this graph, you can see that among the first group is about 60%, and the second group about 40%. So the first group is bigger. Well, then I come to my personal preferences. The first question is also we have to ask, is at which market do we aim at? Of course, saying we aim at the younger doesn't say that all people won't buy it, but less of them will buy it. But I find even young people say it's hard to use remote control. So if you make a remote control that is very easy to use, that's especially aimed at this group, even the young group will also be more interested. And we can make special features, but I think it looks nice the first time, but when you use it, I don't know what's a good thing of speech recognition. that's our second point. Less important functions should be discarded from the remote control. about a discussion we had earlier. You can fight most functions on RTV set. So you don't have to have a lot of audio options or screen options to change the brightness and such things. Well, the design is very important. One thing I didn't say, I think, is that a lot of users also said that I would buy a good-looking remote control, if there will be one, but they found most remote controls very ugly. So the design of our remote control is very important, and yeah, it should be very set-friendly, as most users use it for that. Those are my findings.
Okay.
I have one question. If we aim for the younger people, then there will be a lot of features like LCD or the speech recognizing. The cost will be a lot higher.
Yes.
I think we don't have that in our budget.
No. And I don't think 25 euros for a remote is really cheap or something.
No.
It's hard to get the younger.
Mm-hmm. I think LCD is cheaper than speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
I think that can be a good option. LCD.
Just the LCD.
Yes. Only the LCD. So, we can back. We'll get back on decisions later. Now, we have a few new product requirements. First, teletext. We have internet now, so we don't need the teletext anymore. So, not necessary. Next, only for the television, so we don't look at other things like the radio or something. Only the television. We look at the age group of 40 plus, younger than 40. Big group, and like you showed, not very much people buy our stuff. Fourth point, our corporate color and slogan must be used. Very important for the design. You can see it on our site. Next. We have to make our decisions what we want to do. So, like, we need. It's good to put it in a document. We have to decide what controls do we need. So maybe you can tell us.
And maybe we can first have a discussion on the requirements you just set.
Sorry?
The requirements you just set.
Yes.
Maybe we should first have a discussion about that.
Yes.
I personally think teletext is a good option. Not everyone who's looking to speak can go to internet when they want to see the latest news.
Yeah, but we don't use it. It's a requirement. So it's not my requirement.
We'll just have to do that.
We have to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
No discussion about it.
No.
Okay.
So, what controls do we need? First,
oh, power button.
Okay. Power.
I think separate channels.
So,
channel.
But then both the separate channels, so
channel.
0 to 9 or something.
0 to 9.
Volume.
Your one? Techno on?
Functional requirements.
We have on where was that example? The
oh mine.
Your it was the
technical.
Okay. What do we need? All off, 0 to 9.
To change to the next channel, just one button. To move up, move down.
Yeah, it's the channel.
Do we make a menu?
Menu? Yes, the new television to have menus. I think or you want two numbers?
Yes.
It will be quite easy to use. We have 4 air modes, up down for channel selection, and left right volume, and a menu button. And if you press the menu button, you get into the menu and you can use the same buttons, but to tend to scroll to the menu and change options.
On the LCD screen.
Well, that depends on if you have a menu on the TV. You get the menu on the LCD screen on the remote control.
I think it's better to have it on the remote control. Because it has to work on all televisions.
Sure. Yes.
But then we come to the casts.
Yes. But if we have
this. Well, if we aim at the younger market, as they as we've seen in the usability lab, they will buy a nice looking remote control and also to find it easy to use, but very important. So if you have LCD screen and not too many buttons, I think that will increase, even if it's a bit more cost, to still sell.
Now we don't have a lot of buttons. Is this enough?
Mute.
Mute. Maybe in the menu.
Yeah, but then it's always more than one.
Then that's all. This will be the buttons. I think that's enough for the next phase. So we can go all the two.
But now we have only the buttons,
yes.
And we don't yet have to decide what the remote control would look like, or
no, that's for the next phase.
Okay.
conceptual design, so then we'll have the concepts. So, next point. Now we have lunch break. After that we have 30 minutes for work. And you can find the minutes in the project document folder, inclusive the buttons. Now, your individual action, you can find them in the email. So now it's time for lunch.
Okay.
Okay. Good
idea. Thanks for coming.